well, not feeling up to the mark. We just pray that your healing hand will be upon each one of them, Lord. Lord, they need a touch from you. Mm. They need your strength, Lord. Yeah. We're speaking to David this morning and saying that we wait on you and you will renew our strength.
Amen.
Praise you. So be with us now. Bless us, we pray, as we Zoom together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Steve. Mm. Yeah, a lot of folk, unfortunately, have picked up this strange Nova virus bug that's going around. A lot of prayers being needed. And thank God for those of us that have not succumbed to it.
Amen.
And we praise God for that.
Amen.
And his blessings to us. So we've moved into this new year.
Yeah.
And not moved in the way I sort of anticipated or wanted in one sort of sense.
No.
You know, I wanted us to be together physically and get together, spend some time and just there to praise the Lord together. But we can still praise God.
We can.
Slightly differently in one sort of sense.
Amen.
My message really for today is, I'm not sure the right term really is to wish everybody a happy new year.
Mm.
Because happiness really is a state of an emotion. Whereas maybe the better term to use, maybe a joyful new year.
Amen.
Which is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And that through this coming year, mm-hmm. that we will endeavor to have that fruit of the Spirit mm-hmm. in our life, that we will be joyful no matter what is happening.
Yeah.
We won't be moved by situations, circumstances.
Amen.
That are facing us,
mm-hmm.
that we will be standing on the word, standing on the promises of God, and moving forward.
Amen.
And that the joy that we have will come from God, not from the way we feel it.
Amen.
Because each and every one of us know that when we're sick, we don't feel joyful.
No.
Well, yeah, we say we're unhappy, you know, we're not happy people because we're sick. But when we are, even when we're sick, joy resides within us.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we're sick and there's troubles coming against us, joy still resides within
Amen.
Us because it is part of the gifts of the Spirit of God. And so happiness is just an emotion.
Yeah.
And emotions can be governed by the temperature that we're in, whether it's raining or whether the sun is shining. But joy is constant because
Amen.
It is part of the gifts of God
Thank
and the Spirit
you.
Of God. Working in our lives and through our lives.
Mm.
And joy should be affecting us outwardly. It begins to reflect who we are and what we are.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of looking at various scriptures, and today I'm actually recording this, so it will be able to go online on the website. It'll just be an audio recording. But Jeremiah 29 and verse 11, and it is from the Amplified. And it says, "For I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster.
Amen.
To give you a future and a hope." I'm going to read that again. "For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans for peace and well-being, and not for disaster. To give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29:11. And you know, as we are stepping into this new year, the doors are going to be opening for new possibilities.
Amen.
There are going to be new challenges to face.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And as we face them not on our own, but we face them with God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We face them together as a body of believers, and we stand against those challenges and those difficulties, and we look at them and begin to turn them into new opportunities, but for the future.
Yeah.
New opportunities, new doors opening with greater possibilities.
Yeah.
This is how we begin to look forward.
Yeah.
Greater possibilities, because greater is He that is in you than Him that is in the world, that is referring to the devil. So God is in you in a greater measure.
Mm-hmm.
God is far more present than the devil.
Yeah.
And we need to realize that and to encourage ourselves in that. And so as we take these opportunities to press forward, there's going to be greater opportunities and greater possibilities for greater miracles.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
And we need to realize that as we press in and believe God for these things, miracles from heaven.
Yeah.
We've seen miracles this last year in 2022. We've seen God moving in power. Mm-hmm. We've seen God changing circumstances. We've seen God changing situations. And we can thank God for that.
Amen.
And so we just need to keep pressing in to see what God is doing.
Yeah.
And that is just focus. I want to just encourage you today, even today. You know, I know whilst we gather together, it can be so in different rooms and that, it can so easily to be distracted and to get into conversation with somebody else. Focus. I want you to just focus on what God is trying to say to you. The Lord right now wants to speak to each and every one of us at the beginning of this new year. Yeah. He wants you to know Him, whom to know is life eternal, in a greater way than you've ever known Him before. And so it's important that we take hold of this and we press into this and we see God moving in power in our lives.
Amen.
So don't underestimate the power of God.
No.
Whatever you do, don't underestimate the Word of God, the power that is in the Word of God. Because it can change situations, it can change circumstances. Jesus spoke the Word and situations changed. People were healed, the dead were raised. So the Word is important in your life. And daily we need to have our daily portion of the Word.
Mm-hmm.
We need to, as we study the Lord's Prayer, have that time of talking to Jesus. Have that time of talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't doubt God's ability.
No.
But trust in His Word and see His hand move the mountain that seeks to overcome you.
Mm-hmm.
That seeks to tower above you. You know, the Word says, speak to the mountain, speak great to the mountain, and it shall become as naught, it will be cast into the sea. The mountain, what's the mountain? Whatever your problem is, whatever the challenge you have, speak to the mountain and see God moving in power and changing things. Matthew 21 and verse 21, and this is from again from the Amplified, and Jesus says this, and Jesus answered them, saying, I say to you, if you have faith, a firm, relying trust, and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, it will be done.
Yeah.
That's Matthew 21:21. Whatever the mountain is, speak the Word of God to the mountain.
Yeah.
And begin to see being cast into the sea. And don't let it be that obstacle to you and to me. But speak to the mountain and push that mountain out. Drive that mountain out.
Mm-hmm.
And see God moving in power.
Yeah.
You know, through 2022, there are people who have gone through 22 and they try to hold up the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the devil that's come against them, that's come against the family, that's come against the church. And you know, as we continue to press in and hold the shield, sometimes we can become weary in the circumstance.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can find that we're lowering the shield, you know, our arm is aching and we're dropping the shield of faith. And then some of the fiery darts of the devil begin to hit us and begin to bring accusations against us. And the devil gets into your heart, into your mind, and he begins to accuse you.
Yeah.
And we need to realize that God is wanting you to declare the Word. God is wanting you to stand on the promises. God is wanting you to know His Word in such a wonderful way that it will bring down principalities and powers that will destroy the work of the enemy.
Yeah.
And so don't let accusations, don't let the devil get a hold of your mind.
Yeah.
Don't let the devil take root in your mind and begin to attack you. And so you and I have to just keep the Word in our heart and in our mind. Keep the Word ever before you.
Amen.
That it might just cleanse your mind. you and I need to be, as we enter into this 2023, we need to be declaring the Word of God. You and I need to be getting that shield of faith back lifted up again.
Mm-hmm.
Lift it into a position. And by lifting it up, we begin to, by realizing and declaring, that's how we do it, by realizing that it's slipped and by declaring the Word of God. And the Word of God, but the Word of God says, as you quote the Word in the face of the incoming fiery darts, faith will begin to arise and you will once again lift up the shield that quenches the fiery darts. So when you're feeling cast down, when you're feeling weary, when you're feeling oppressed, when somebody has been battering your mind, take the Word of God and cleanse your mind with the Word of God. And don't let those fiery darts reside in your mind. Don't let those fiery darts reside in you, but lift up the shield of faith. Quench the fiery darts with the Word of faith. And Ephesians 6 and verse 16 says this, above all, take the shield of faith with which you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Amen.
That's Ephesians 6:16. We studied this. Take the shield of faith, which shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Not some of the fiery darts, but all of the fiery darts of the enemy. You and I, we need to be wearing the armour of God. If we read Ephesians 6, you can look at Ephesians 6 and verse 13. We need to be wearing the armour of God. God provides this so that you and I are protected, and that the confrontation and the slanderer will not be able to bring us down.
Amen.
But through what God has provided for us in His Word, it will provide a source. It provides enough for you and I to rise up in victory. It provides enough for you to stand in the presence of the devil and defeat him. It provides enough to stand in turmoil and difficulties, and you will defeat those turmoils and those difficulties.
Amen.
But it is the Word of God.
Amen.
And that is what will bring you through.
Yes.
You know, the word, we are told in the Word of God, you are destined for all things.
Yes.
And will arise victorious.
Amen.
So reading from the Passion Translation, it says in Ephesians 6 and 13, because of this you must wear all the armour that God provides. So your protection as you confront the slanderer of the devil, for you are destined for all things and will arise victorious.
Amen.
That is the thing to think about. You will arise victorious. And in the, where it says, for you are destined for all things, in the translation from the Aramaic and the Greek text, it can be translated like this. After you have conquered, you can stand in victory.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
And it's after we have conquered, we are standing in victory.
Yeah.
And the devil has no power over us. And we need to realize this. We need to stand in that Word of God. We need to stand on the promises of God. Our covering within the veil of the Lord's protection.
Amen.
In Ephesians chapter 6 and 16 it says, in the Passion Translation it says, in every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield.
Yeah.
For it is able to extinguish blazing arrows coming up at you from the evil one.
Yeah.
And so God is at work in us. Psalm 91 and verses 4 to 5. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. That's Psalm 91 and verses 4 and 5. Psalm 17 and verse 8 through to 9. Guard me as you would guard your own eyes.
Amen.
Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Protect me from wicked people who attack me,
Amen.
From murderous enemies who surround me. You know, this speaks of guard me as you guard your own eyes. This is God, this is the psalmist saying to the Lord, Lord, as you protect your own eyes, protect me.
Yes.
Protect me in that way. And you know, we all protect our eyes, don't we? We put our hands up when something's coming towards us. We protect. One of the first things we do, we put our hands up towards our eyes, don't we, to protect them.
Yeah.
And so we need to be surrounded by the presence of God, surrounded by these wings. In other words, God's wings are covering us. I remember one time we had a duck, a very small little duck in the pond. And I'd actually drained the pond, and this duck was in the bottom of the pond, and it looked as if it was on its own. And when I went towards the duck, it moved, and out from underneath it came 13 little ducklings.
Mm.
I have no idea how she managed to hide 13 ducklings underneath her. It seemed impossible. She was only small, but yet she was able to cover them with her wings.
Yes.
And it just reminded me of how God can cover us, and yet God is so big. And sometimes we seem to think God is so small. We don't realize the enormity of the presence and the power of God.
Yes.
And God wants you to realize this today, that he covers you with his wings, that he surrounds you with his wings, and we can know his presence.
Mm.
You know, this experience comes from even earlier. The people of God encountered the Lord and the glory of the Lord earlier in Deuteronomy. You see, these are things that were learned, the psalmist had learned from earlier on through the walk of the people of Israel. In Deuteronomy 31, verses 10 to 11, it says this. It talks about their experience. He found them in a desert place, in an empty, hollowing wasteland. He surrounded them and watched over them. He guarded them as he would guard his own eyes. Like an eagle, he arouses her chicks and hovers over her young. So he spreads his wings to take them up and carry them safely upon his pinions. God is watching over us. God is looking towards us. God is moving in your life if you allow him to. Mark 16 verses 15 to 18. These signs shall follow those who believe. We need to stir up our faith, challenge our faith, to push forward in God.
Yeah.
Jesus was not able to do many miracles in Nazareth.
Mm.
Why? And it tells us that it tells us because of the people's unbelief.
Yeah.
Jesus spoke to the centurion. When he just spoke that word of healing, and Jesus said of the centurion, he said, I've not seen faith like this in all of Israel. Faith is what begins to bring the work of God and cause the work of God to move.
Yeah.
And so when we let faith arise, we will see miracles.
Yeah.
We need to stir up our faith.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be praying, Lord, stir up our faith to believe
Amen.
You for more than we've already received.
Yeah.
You have not yet received, I have not yet received, the fullness of God for our lives
mm-hmm.
and for the purpose of our lives. God has still got yet much more for you and I to possess.
Certainly.
And so we need to realize that as we press on and keep trusting God, we shall see great things happening in the future.
Amen.
So I want to encourage you today that signs and wonders will follow.
Amen.
But we need to stir up our faith.
Yeah.
We need to speak that word of life.
Yeah.
We need to see the word in action again.
Yeah.
Don't look at your circumstances, but look to God who is far above all principalities and powers. Look to God who has a plan and a purpose for each and every one of our lives, and believe that God will do a great work in you and in me. He is able. His arm is not shortened.
No.
And today, be encouraged that God is going to do something mighty. Amen. God wants to change situations. Amen. God wants to change circumstances. And so, but it needs you and I to line up with God's word.
Yeah.
It needs you and I to come to that place where we say, yes, I believe God.
Yeah.
I believe God. I am trusting God.
Yeah.
I am standing on the word of God. I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm stirring up my faith. I'm going to rise up in faith and believe God for great things.
Amen.
Because Jesus is about to do miracles.
Mm.
He wants to do these things through us. He said to his disciples, greater works shall you do in my name. And so today, as we begin 2023, the beginning of the year, we may think, well, we started off on a bit of a downer. We started off struggling.
No way.
Well, let's say this, we're not going any lower.
No.
We shall arise.
Yeah.
And our enemies will be scattered.
Amen.
We shall arise and our enemies be scattered.
Mm-hmm.
But it means you and I, we have to push forward. We have to encourage one another.
Yeah.
Breath in together.
Yeah.
You know, Joshua and Caleb stood together.
Amen.
Joshua and Caleb were the men that saw the God's vision
yeah.
of the promised land.
Yeah.
Let's stand together in faith. Let's stand together believing.
Amen.
Don't let other people from outside come and tell you differently.
Yeah.
They tried it with me on the building to tell me something different. We were never going to get the building. It was going to somebody else, but God had told me. Let's listen to God. Let's believe God. Let's trust in God and know that God is doing great and mighty things. And today, God wants to do something. God wants
yeah.
to move in you. God wants to work through you. He's your protection. He's your covering.
Yeah.
He's your anointing. He's the one who is willing to do great and mighty things through you. We
yeah.
just have to get into that place.
Yes,
we just have to move into that place.
Mm-hmm.
We have to deal with our doubts.
Yeah.
We have to deal with our fears.
Yeah.
We have to deal with our unbelief.
Yeah.
And doubt comes in. And doubt, somebody can come from another church and they can sow seeds of doubt into your life.
Mm.
Somebody can come from another part of the family and sow seeds of doubt.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you can't believe in that rubbish, can you? Well, let me tell you this. When Jesus was in Nazareth, he didn't do many miracles,
yeah.
and that was his own place.
Mm.
But yet, when he left there, you read on, it says signs and wonders and miracles
yeah.
followed him.
Mm.
It's their unbelief. Don't mix with people with doubt and unbelief.
Yeah.
Mix with those of faith that are going to encourage, that are going to stand with you in the midst of the battle.
Yeah.
You know, the Roman soldiers would stand together in battle. They would lock their shields together and they would become a mobile armored vehicle.
Yeah.
And they would walk into a battle situation covered on top. Their shields would be locked together on top, in front and at the sides. And nothing was able to penetrate through. And they would batter doors down.
Mm.
No matter what the enemy threw at them, they were covered on all sides.
Amen.
And we need to realize that. We need to make sure we've got that covering on all sides. And we will press through and see God moving in power.
Mm.
In our lives together
yeah.
and as individuals. In
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen. Time's running out just at the moment. We're probably just going to drop off. And if you want, we'll reconnect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we can still probably use the same code and same password. According to my clock, it says we're going to be running out shortly at this end. I just wanted to share those few words with you today. It's not as easy as when we're together, but I just wanted to encourage you and just bless you, I hope, and encourage you to stand and to press in and to see God moving.
Yeah.
In a great way in your life, because the end is not yet.
No way.
Praise God.
No way.
Jesus is coming, yes.
Mm.
I believe
there's
that.
Work to be done.
But there's a work to be done
Amen.
In you and through you for his praise and for his glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, I'm in your
yeah.
speech if I'm looking in here.
Right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Well, I can confirm that the word that you've got is sunrise. You know that I've not been well for ages. And I got up the other morning feeling well. And I found myself walking the streets saying that the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
No weapon formed against me. carry out to its good life anyway. So if everyone's alive, you need to, because the joy of the Lord overcomes you every single time. No more questions.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, just as soon as you say what you're willing to think about, I knew it because that's been ringing down my brain and my heart all week.
Praise God.
I'm not
going to
be sick this year,
let me tell
you.
No, she's not.
Hey, man. Look like you're over there.
What do you mean, if you get over it?
The truth is, we're over it.
Yeah.
It's our bodies that are not responding. We are
it's true.
We're
getting the message.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Ellen. I'll just stop the recording now. Give me a sec. I'll mouse. And you and I have got to start rejoicing, and you and I have got to start declaring these things. And whether people laugh at us, I don't care.
Mm.
Because it says in the Word that God says His Word, when it is sent out, it will go out and it will accomplish that which it has been sent to do.
Yeah.
You know, it won't go out and be void. It will come back and it will bring an increase.
It will.
Amen?
Amen.
So we've got to start pressing into this Word, and we watch your conversation, watch what your confession is. Let's push through, let's see a breakthrough.
Amen. You know,
we might not be the hip-hop church of today, but we need to be the church of signs, wonders and miracles.
Amen.
We need to be the church that has a manifestation of the presence of God, and not a manifestation of the hip-hop and flashing lights and smoke machines and blacked-out centres. We need a centre that is full of light and power and anointing.
Amen.
And that centre is through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what we need. That's what the world is looking for.
Yeah.
That's what it needs, and that's what it's really looking for. They can go out and go to pubs and get entertainment there if they want. But the church tries to do exactly the same thing. And it's not about that. It's about the Christ.
Okay.
The Christ.
Mm.
He's the one. And we need to let that be made manifest in our lives and through our lives. Because God wants to use you.
He does.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And we just got to keep pressing in.
Yeah.
So... And I believe there are things, you know, that are going to be, we're going to face challenges, but we're going to see so many victories coming.
Amen.
The arm of the Lord is raising victory.
People, you know, things are seen to be coming against us, but that's okay. When the enemy comes in,
like a flood,
the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him.
Yeah.
So many years I've heard it mispreached that, you know, the enemy comes in like a flood. No, he doesn't. How can he come in like a flood when he is less than the numbers of God?
Yeah.
It's impossible. When the enemy comes like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against him, and he will drive him and wash him away.
Yeah.
Like a flood. The Red Sea washed and drowned the mighty army of Pharaoh, the greatest army of the nations.
Yeah.
But he drowned them. So, God is doing great things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say that again. I'm waiting for it. And she's probably been in the kitchen just getting dishes out for trifles.
Yeah, she's been quickly.
What's
the... What
are you saying?
Saying
there's a
trifle. There's a trifle.
The trifle will get fixed.
Well, it's no good in fridge long. We're supposed to be passing dishes out now, aren't you?
Why do you have to protect it and have to wipe it out?
No.
I'm really
pulling
it today,
you what?
I'm really pulling it before the end of Christmas.
Have you?
Yeah, I've got
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to try and this afternoon get this word up onto the website. Have another look into it.
Yeah,
and listen to it again, you know, and get into this word. And we're just going to see God moving in power. We need to pray for David.
Yeah.
We need to pray for Shirley.
Yeah.
And Robert.
Yeah.
Ian. Ian.
Callum.
What's wrong with Callum?
We need to pray for you.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it.
The word is pray
one
from another.
Yeah. Amen. Well, let's come against this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's all begin to pray. I'm going to just pray with us all. Hallelujah.
Mm. Thank
Praise you,
Father.
Jesus. Father, we just come to you right now, and
Amen.
We come to you, Lord, believing you.
Yes.
Believing your word.
Amen.
And Father, we come and we stand against every sickness and every disease. Lord,
Amen.
Salvation is a complete work.
It's
finished, Lord. You,
yeah.
By your stripes, your word says that we are the healed.
We are.
And so right now, we just call upon heaven's divine provisions.
Thank you, Father.
And Father, we call upon, Lord, your provision for each and every one of us. Lord,
yeah.
As we are in our separate homes,
yeah.
We just pray right now, Father, that your presence will just begin to flow into our lives. Father,
you,
just quickening, just
yeah.
touching.
Yeah.
Just ministering healing, just ministering strength, Father, we pray, that, Lord, we shall feel your touch, we shall feel your presence,
Thank you, Father.
Lord, from sickness and weakness, Lord, from that infection in David's lungs,
yeah.
Father,
yeah.
We just command all these things to be gone,
Amen.
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
Father, at that cross, Lord, that work was complete, you shed your blood,
yeah.
You made that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the enemy.
Yes, we do.
We push back
yes.
the enemy. We lift up the shield of faith.
Amen.
And we say we stand against you
yes,
and we push you back. And we thank you, God, for that covering
Amen.
That you have placed around us, Father.
Amen.
Lord, let us stay within that covering. Let us
yes.
stay within that protection.
Amen.
And Lord, we shall walk in your presence
yes,
and
will.
In your power and in your truth.
Thank
in Jesus'
God.
Name.
I agree.
Amen.
I agree.
Amen.
Let faith arise.
You know, make sure each and every one of you stay in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get yourselves into discussions and arguments and bitterness with people because it undermines what
Amen.
God is doing
yes,
in your
sir.
Life.
Yeah.
You know, the Word of God says a bitter spirit dryeth up the bones.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, that's the sign of, it can be a sign for towards arthritis. Don't be bitter. Don't let
no.
don't let history
no.
dictate your future.
No. No.
Let the word of God dictate where you're going now.
Amen.
And don't let the circumstances that have been around you control you and manipulate you.
No.
Because if you do,
no.
you're surrendering to the way of the enemy.
Mm.
And God has not brought you to that place. God has brought you to a place of freedom and release.
Praise God.
In Jesus.
Praise
He's brought
God.
You to the place of victory.
Yeah.
So don't let circumstances pull you down.
No.
Don't let people's words begin to have an effect on you.
Mm.
Just you stand on the word of God. Don't become bitter.
No.
You know, some of my family history was, some of it was bitterness and so on. And it's not good.
No.
It's not
it's
good.
Destroyer.
And it destroys things.
Yeah.
And so you and I need to realize, I'm not going to be bitter.
No.
I have got victory.
Amen.
I'm not going to let the things of the past pull me back.
No.
I'm
no
going to stay and trust God.
Mm.
You know, so, and, you know, we pray that the Lord's Prayer. You know, we pray about, Father, forgive us our debts.
As we
forgive others.
Mm.
We need to be forgiving people.
We do.
Forgive. You may find it difficult and challenging, but you need to do it for your own benefit.
Yeah. closes the door to the devil.
Yeah, as Grace says, it closes the door to the devil. You need to do it for your own benefit.
Can't get through to you.
And then the enemy can't break through that hedge of protection God has placed around you.
Yeah.
In Ecclesiastes, it talks about the hedge of protection that is placed around you. But when you start to come to that point of being bitter and twisted about things and angry towards people and having hatred, it says we break through a hedge.
Yeah.
And when we break through a hedge, it says then a serpent will bite you.
Mm.
And serpents carry poison.
Mm. Mm.
And they will begin that work of destruction on our lives. So don't let that happen. Just realize that it cannot be happening, that you are the one who can be in control of this if you choose, if you so choose. So stand on the word of God, stand on the promises of God, and let that word of God do its work and destroy the work of the enemy. Amen. No bitterness, no doubt.
Never.
No unbelief.
Never.
Lord, and pray that the Lord's Prayer, forgive, and remember, listen to what you say. Forgive us our debts. Forgive me my sins as I forgive others. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And be a forgiving people and be a people of victory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.